The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
Yes, we have.
I don't know if there'll be snow.
A Christmas update.
But have a cup of cheer.
And I want to give a hat tip to Scuba Steve over at Cool 103.5. Our fellow station down the hall from me. And he said, did you see this story, Bill? And no, I had not. And this is so appropriate before we get to the phones here because we have a Supreme Court case being argued today on the constitutionality of banning transgender surgeries for children, which I would tend to agree. I think it's perfectly constitutional. Protecting the kids is a good thing. But that's all right. We have the toy manufacturers that are here to make sure that there is a therapeutic tool for kids to express their gender identity, and that is the My Gender Dolls. I'm not kidding you. They are out there in the stores now. University of Minnesota working with transgender, gender-diverse artists. So diverse artists, right? Okay. For their line of My Gender Dolls. And the My Gender Doll allows your kid to swap different genitals and internal organs with the dolls, as well as pick out what clothes they wear. So it's so appropriate. We had, Burl Ives there. He was the snowman. And, and remember, they went in that cartoon special to the Island of Misfit Toys, right? So the Island of Misfit Toys for the Island of Misfit Humans. Okay, so this is where we are at this point. And you may recall the famous line from this, and I love to mock it. It's like, nobody wants a Charlie in the box. I wanted a Carly in the box. Charlie in the box, a Carly in the box. So on that note, let's go to James. James is in Selma. Hello, James. What's on your mind today? Good morning.
Hi, good morning. A lady phoned up last Wednesday about the fire map.
And yes.
She got a price quoted for insurance that's just way out of the ballpark, and I can't see how people can buy a home if you have to have fire insurance and you can't afford the insurance per month. But I would like to see, that lady was so well spoken, I'd like to see her or people like her pool all their comments to like Cliff Bentz and give him a job of getting all these people that have been affected so we can have like a court case against Jeff Goldblum and those people.
Yeah, here's a challenge with that is that Cliff Bentz has nothing to do with state insurance rules. He has no jurisdiction on that. I don't believe here, James. You're talking about a state insurance issue.
But we need a pool to where we can put everybody that's been affected. So we can get a court case going, because a lot of people are on Social Security where you get $700 a month. Well, mm-hmm. That you can't afford insurance, and I think they want to clear us out of the area.
Oh well, that's definitely the whole purpose of the fire map, in my opinion. So you know who to talk to. Appreciate the call. Thank you for that. Let me go to Carol Ann. Carol Ann, you had a good laugh this morning, huh? Welcome to the show.
I did. You know, I've been listening to you ever since you came on the radio after Rose and Garth, and I've always enjoyed you. I enjoy your sincerity. I enjoy that you keep your head the right size. It's just all good.
Well, but, listen radio. Here, Carol Ann, I'll have you know that I'm just like you. I just put my leather underwear on one leg at a time, okay?
I hear you. But honestly, I got up this morning, and I'm so sore. It's cold up here in the Applegate, and I'm getting older. And I go down, I'm making coffee, and on comes the ad for, I don't know which of the two roofing companies, but the one where you do the funny ads, the one about the, the nails, and this one was, the kind of...
Fontana, you're thinking Fontana Roofing, yeah. Yeah, the roof rescue.
I just cracked up.
We have fun doing those, by the way. We have fun doing those.
And I appreciate it so much. And thank you for being there for us. I met some people yesterday at the car wash from Indiana. Been here 2 weeks. I said, find KMED and listen to Bill Meyer in the morning, and it will help you understand where you live.
Thank you very much, Caroline. That's so kind of you. Let me go to David in Phoenix. Hello. Actually, hang on. This is David in Phoenix. I got to get the right numbers. There we go. How you doing, David? Go ahead.
Well, I heard the sound, so it definitely must be me.
Thanks. Yeah, it is you, sir. Go ahead.
Anyways, I just want to tag on to that gentleman you had. I'm bad with names. He's the guy whose wife divorced him.
Yeah, Dr. Jerome Corsi. About an hour ago, we were talking with him. Yes.
Yes. And you commented about how people have made sacrifices, like for our freedoms and stuff, and they've paid high prices for things and that sort of thing. So I thought that I would get full support from you this morning.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a blind side, just so you know, give you a heads up, that none of us are going to do Costco or Amazon Prime anymore, since they're in the top 10 woke companies. Do I hear a shout out for that, Bill?
I don't think
I have a commitment.
Do you have a commitment? I don't think I can. No, I can't do it. No, I'm serious. I am serious. And I'll tell you why. Let me tell you why. I agree with you. Costco is, we got a lot of good people that are working here at Costco. I get it.
It was number seven.
Is a very woke company, and I will agree with you, okay? Here is the challenge with trying to buy around Amazon. It has now gotten to the point where there are times when I need to purchase parts for my radio station job that it's the only place I can go now. It's where they're selling the stuff most of the time. And, you know, unless I can go to a company's website directly, sometimes I can for electronic parts with a DigiKey or a Mouser or something like that. But, you know, there's just no way for me to be able to just swear that off and say I can never go to Amazon. It just wouldn't work. It just couldn't.
So what you're telling me is something happened to Amazon, we would lose our radio station.
Well, I'll tell you, it would be a much, much more difficult and problematic way to find parts sometimes, because a lot of it is, I hate to say it, because Americans aren't making parts like they used
right,
to.
But it might be.
And it's China.
Think of the sacrifice.
You know, I've bought stuff. Listen, David, I've bought stuff from Alibaba, okay?
Of the J6ers. Think of the people that died at Benghazi. People that died at. So all we're asking is a small sacrifice here, and I'm just not hearing it. I hear you.
No, you're not going to get me to commit to not repairing stuff, okay?
No,
not going to happen.
No. All right, Bill.
I mean, you asked, and you're telling me to swear off when sometimes the only source I can get for some things are like an Amazon.
You didn't make the sacrifice.
No, I'm not making a sacrifice to get us off the air.
People have sacrificed everything for our freedom.
I am not sacrificing us being on the air for this. Come on.
Of course. And I'm not sacrificing Tutti Frutti ice cream. So see, it's all good. And this is going to continue forever. Trump or no Trump, this is how it's going to be, I guess.
Well, no, not necessarily. Here's the deal, though. When you have decided that you were going to have a Federal Reserve to export inflation, which means you are going to export your jobs because your own costs will end up going up, which is what we're certainly experiencing here. And you have the high communist regulatory apparatus here in place, because, you know, we're not a free market system. We aren't a free market system at this point. It's state managed capitalism, which isn't capitalism. Okay.
Well, cut the money off to the communists then by not shopping at Costco. That's all. It's not that big.
Now you're not understanding what I'm saying. Costco is not the problem with the inflation. Costco is in reaction to the inflation. Costco is a symptom of the inflation. It is not the cause of the inflation.
But when I pay money at Costco, they give money to the diversity people.
But you see, that's a political problem. That's not a financial problem.
With my money, so I got to cut off the money.
Go ahead.
Cut off the money.
Go ahead. Do it. That's
all
fine.
Right. I've never been a member of Costco, but that's okay. Anyways, my friend.
But how are you going to live without a 50-pound jar of pickles? Okay?
Well, I do envy I do have toilet paper envy with the.
Yeah, exactly. And you have 500 pounds, and you have people that weigh 500 pounds in their mobility scooter, and they're loading up on the fruit roll-ups at Costco.
Well,
okay,
all right, you know? All right.
What are they going to do?
You You've won. My heart now. My heart is breaking. You're right. All right. The jelly. You know, you have me with the jelly donuts. All right. I understand. Maybe I will join Costco.
No, I'm just having fun. But I appreciate your point. But no, I got to buy parts where the parts are available. And let me tell you, we used to have parts available here in Medford. You know that? Years ago?
Well, up there where there's a hair salon, used to be a TV and radio repair shop on East Jackson up by Donut Country.
Yeah. See, we're still working in a system in which right now it's the landfill economy. You're not supposed to fix anything here anymore. You're supposed to throw it in the landfill and buy a new one from China. Okay.
Anyway, Bill, you were a good sport. Thank you.
And so are you. And fun. Let me go to Holly. Hello, Holly. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you, Bill?
I'm fine, Holly. What's on your mind?
Well, we're still dealing with the stupid recall of John West, which we're vehemently opposed to here in Josephine County, and we're asking everybody to get their ballots in. That's got to happen.
Well, one of the challenges I think that you're going to have is that we're in the stupid season right now. I think people are tired of elections, electoral politics. You know, they just want to sit back and have, get their fruit roll-ups from Costco, like I was just mentioning.
Right.
And ignore this. And I think it's very important. You bring up a very good important point that you can't let this go right now. You can't let it be.
Yeah, but you don't want to wait till it's over to find out that you didn't contribute. But anyway, if anybody has any questions, they should go to jocogop.org, where we very clearly spelled out what's going on. We have a lot of people coming to the office where, by the way, if you drop in, we've got all the cool new MAGA stuff, the black hats, all the great.
You got the black MAGA, dark MAGA, huh? All right.
We do. We got great stuff down there. So pop in.
All right. Hey, the other thing I was going to ask you, tonight, Grants Pass City Council meeting, do they have the Mint property purchase on the agenda for tonight? Do you know?
That's a big one, and a lot of people are really concerned. I know I wrote in and I said, look, we've got to have a business plan from those guys, a five-year business plan. You know, what's up with the difference between the appraisal, between the asking price and what the building appraises at? There's just so many things that are questionable about that. Citizens have really got to get to that meeting tonight and weigh in on this. We don't want to be making dumb mistakes. They want to spend $750,000 to buy a very old building. I mean, this is a very, very, very old building with tremendous deferred maintenance. It's a very scary thing, and I just want to see a whole business plan before we start moving forward like we often do in Grants Pass, you know, without doing our research.
Well, my main issue is that we are continuing to build, both in Grants Pass and Medford, all the cities are now looking down the throat of having to build the homeless industrial complex, translation, low barrier shelter, which in essence is a drinking and drug den, okay? A legalized drinking and drug den. That's really what it is, isn't it, Holly, ultimately?
Well, it worries me. Now, I was talking to Botel yesterday or the day before about the mission, and they have beds. You know, they have beds. Now, they're saying that...
Well, yeah, they have beds at the mission. Yeah, they have that, no problem. And this is a gospel rescue mission, and they do great work there, but they have standards. You're not allowed to sit there and drink and get drunk and shoot up there.
Well, that's a perfect methodology, and that's what we're looking for. If we're going to buy any property and support any organization, I want to see the statistics for their proven methodologies that what they do works, other than just handing out food and stuff and shoving people into a box. I want to see a program. That's why we need to see an extensive business plan. Who's going to insure it?
The liability is going to be a serious issue. Yeah.
It's pretty wild.
Okay. Well, thank you for the note on that. But still, if you're in Josephine County, don't ignore the ballot coming in and saying, this is not a big deal. Because essentially you have the hissy fitters that were going after the charter change earlier this year, who are all butthurt over what happened with that. And so this is their revenge is the way I'm kind of looking at that. Holly, thanks so much for calling. 770-5633. Open phones here on Wheels Up Wednesday. It's the Bill Myers Show.
Rule number one, if you're looking to sell a home, choose a
non-bedline.
News Talk 106.3 KMED. You're waking up with the Bill Myers Show.
Day 33. Happy to have you here this morning. United Health CEO shot to death outside of Manhattan Hotel this morning. No one's been arrested. They're looking for him right now. Brian Thompson, he was going to the investment talk there with all the investment people showing up there, and shot to death. And a guy ends up pedaling away on a bicycle. And I know it's not Conspiracy Theory Thursday, but the first thought that went through my head, United Healthcare, CEO, biggest healthcare system in the United States right now, biggest insurance company. You want to bet that it was someone who had a relative that didn't get a payoff or was denied coverage on a medical issue? That's the first thought went through my head. We'll see. Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe it was, but they are saying it wasn't random, though. That's the first thought through my head. Let me go to Gregory in Shady Cove. Hello, Gregory. Go ahead. It's on your mind.
Morning, Bill. Yes. And then I was going to go just about the casino.
Yes, the casino, which is looking like it's going to come to Medford.
I was wondering, this is a question that would be entitled to that and in touch to that. But the Flying Lark, when are they going to turn that into a bingo hall? Did that church group get a hold of that?
Well, no. Flying Lark was leased or was sold to another group. I don't have that in front of me, but it was taken care of. It was off the books now in Josephine County. So.
Oh, I saw it with the for sale sign in front of it. So I was just wondering, and like they said, the church got it, and so. I don't think they're going to turn it into a casino, or they're going to turn it maybe into a homeless shelter. But thank you
much. Yeah, that's it. Mint should have bought that. Yeah, buying Flying Lark. Yeah, we'll have the homeless shelter right on the fairgrounds. Yikes. All right, let me go to Todd. Hello, Todd. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Just a comment about Dr. Corsi. I mean, I'm a strong supporter of his and all the horrors that he went through. But when he started complimenting Putin and saying he was a strong supporter of the Russian Orthodox Church, he's a former KGB communist.
Yeah, and I feel the same way about that. And I'm glad you brought that up, Ben. And that's something that I actually agree with Skousen on, who I talked to last week, that just remember, if he's supporting the Russian Orthodox Church, it's about supporting an agenda, I think, rather. But yeah, he's no Boy Scout, in other words, or no choir boy, no pun intended, right?
And the Russian Orthodox Church endorses the war against Ukraine. He also mentioned a couple of red flag events that, there was an attack on a Russian Orthodox Church in southern Ukraine. Yes, that might have happened, but it was also used as a trigger for the invasion. And going back to the World War II and Nazi units, I mean, the poor Ukrainians have been washed across by Germans and Russians for years. During Stalin's era, he starved millions of Ukrainians to death.
Wasn't that the Holodomor? Wasn't that the Holodomor?
He took their food and sold it on the world market to get hard currency and starved them to death. So, I mean,
There have been lots of atrocities to go around here. The one thing I think we can agree on, though, and I think this is where the United States also has to understand it, and hopefully NATO, is that no, you're not going to have NATO on Russia's border. It just won't happen. I understand that being an existential threat. And, one way or another, that's not going to happen. Would you agree with me on that? Because we wouldn't put up if all of a sudden Mexico, as an example, decided that we're going to join the BRICS Defense Department group here, and we're going to have the missiles pointed to the United States. You think we'd put up with that?
Well, we put up with a lot from Mexico.
That's
but
true.
NATO already.
They just sent. They're sending their best and brightest. But I digress. Okay. All right.
Yeah, but Poland is part of NATO. Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania. So we already are on their border, and we have no intention of. What are we going to do? Steal their crummy land? We don't want anything there.
Yeah. But the bottom line, though, is that Putin and I take Putin at his word when he said. The deal was, and we did make the deal back then, no NATO in Ukraine. No NATO in Ukraine. And there's no need for us to be in Ukraine. I think that would
Pretty
be
good.
Wise statecraft. Would you not?
I agree.
Okay.
Have a good morning.
All right. And we'll just leave it at that. Not saying that Ukraine should not get anything that it wants, or that Russia should get everything it wants. But the one thing is that we shouldn't be expanding Ukraine in there if we're smart people. But on the other hand, this country is run by morons, so we'll probably expand NATO anyway. It's 8:38. This is KMED.
This holiday season, Stephen Westfall Roofing.
I'm Randy with Diner 62, and I'm on KMED.
Good to have you here. It's 8:43. Open for business time, and Randall stops in once a month here from Advanced Air. www.myadvancedair.com for today's open for business. Randall, are you freezing? Are the compressors exploding out there in Southern Oregon HVAC land? What's the latest here? What do we got?
Hey, we finally have some cold weather. We're definitely in heating mode and servicing and repairing a lot of furnaces out there. So if you're having any trouble, give us a call, 541-772-6866.
That's right. And if you are a Comfort Care member, you are first in the line, right? So you don't get to freeze as long, right? You don't have to freeze as long.
Our Comfort Club is a planned maintenance program for both businesses and for residents who are homeowners, and you get priority service, you get discounts on parts, you have a whole service record of your equipment. There's a lot of other benefits that we have if you're part of that program. So definitely join the Comfort Club and get priority service.
You know, with the freezing fog that's been going on, I wouldn't be surprised if you're getting calls from people's HVACs, the heat pump, icing up. And I know that I always hear it go into that defrost mode at my house. You know, it sits there and angrily buzzes there for a while, and then blows the steam off, that kind of thing. But when is it a danger? When is it a problem when it comes to the freezing that goes on out there?
Yes, certainly when the ice, when it freezes and it becomes block ice and it accumulates and you get, you know, a quarter of an inch thick or more, then it's going beyond what it's designed to do. And this kind of weather, it's not uncommon at all for it to frost. And certainly when there's freezing fog, you're sucking that fog into the condenser, and so it accumulates, and it should defrost and come off of the condenser. If it continues to solidify and build and accumulate, and it's not defrosting, then you could have a sensor issue, a defrost board issue, could be something along those lines. It could be something even as simple as a dirty filter. If you're not getting enough airflow in your system, the condenser is sucking harder, trying to bring in air into the system, and if your filter is restricting the airflow, you can also have some problems, and that can be a symptom as an iced up coil.
Boy, but you always got to go with your filters there first. So could be a sensor board. What about if you're having problems when you turn on the heat pump in the morning, let's say, or you pop it up a degree? And then you see the emergency heat flash on, or auxiliary heat, and you smell you can smell the strips, you know. And then I realize, oh no, Pacific Power's loving me, but I'm going to hate the bill.
You can smell your power bill going up.
Yeah.
I mean, at that point, you're on electric resistant heat, which is the most expensive way to heat a space. It's designed to kind of take the edge off while your system is trying to catch up and exchange the air. So, you know, there's a purpose for it, but it should be limited. And if you see that you're not getting off of emergency heat or auxiliary heat, then you might have a problem. And if you're not getting to temperature, then that's just going to continue to be on auxiliary heat, and you're going to continue to spin your power meter. So that's an important thing. And heat pumps are designed to maintain temperature. So, you know, using it properly would be leaving it on and trying to achieve a practical set point with it. You know?
So don't use the stupid smart thermostat in this particular case, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's not how heat pumps are designed to work. They're slower moving creatures, and you know, they're designed to maintain temperature. It's not like a furnace or a wood stove where you're just blasting BTUs into a space.
In other words, set it and forget it is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Find a good set point and leave it there. Okay.
Exactly. If you're turning it off at night with the expectation that you can turn it back on in the morning and it's going to get to a temperature within, you know, a half hour before you leave to work, you're not going to get there. Leave it on overnight. It's actually going to be far cheaper to run it that way. It's far easier on your equipment, and you'll just be more comfortable overall.
Makes a lot of sense. And, of course, that's why you're our friend in this industry, okay? MyAdvancedAir.com and Randall at MyAdvancedAir. 772-6866. You got some other problems here that we were just mentioning here. Get in touch with the service department. And I imagine you're kind of busy at this moment.
We're getting a lot of calls, and that's okay. You know, a lot of people, they don't turn on their heat until they need it. It's always a good idea, even if you haven't turned on your heater yet, your furnace, whatever you have, your heat pump. Even if you feel like you don't need it, turn it on, get it working, because hey, we're still early in the winter. I'd hate to get into, a 25 degree week or something where we have an extended period of cold weather. And then all of a sudden, you realize, hey, this isn't keeping up. And then everybody's, trying to get a hold of an HVAC contractor, and we can't get to you at that point. So, do your due diligence now. Make sure your stuff is operational. If it's not, give us a call. We'll perform some service, and it could be something simple. But we want to keep you online for sure.
Yep, 772-6866 is his number, by the way. Now then, even though it is the heating system, there are some deals available if you need a new one or if you need some work being done. And what kind of offers do you have going on from Bryant?
Yeah, absolutely. So Bryant, the factory rebates are falling off right now because now we're kind of getting into the busy season, and so they're not really needing to incentivize that too much. But we do have an in-house rebate on hybrid Bryant hybrid systems, which is up to $1,000 in savings, depending on qualifying equipment. But then another thing you can check out is Energy Trust of Oregon. It's a great place to start, whether you have a rental home, whether you're replacing electric-resistant heat. There's a number of different criteria and programs that you may qualify for, and some of them are significant. Savings within reach, which is an income-based incentive, can be a few thousand dollars toward the replacement of your heating and cooling system. So that should be one of the first places a shopper should look, is the Energy Trust of Oregon website, and look under HVAC for rebates. And our office helps you process that, and our sales staff helps process that and explain all of that to you. We make it as easy as possible.
You are
in that regard.
Yeah, you're so right, though, about replacing resistance heat if you have that, because my mother's apartment, yeah, very nice apartment, but it was built with resistant heat, and they're still using that in the winter. And I got to tell you, the monthly bill, even though they're small, well-insulated apartments, it's like running big space heaters. And she's at $85, $90 a month for heating, small apartment. And I'm there, and I'm paying maybe $150, but I'm, doing a lot more square feet with a heat pump.
Rental owners need to know that Energy Trust of Oregon has some fantastic savings programs for replacing, electric-resistant heat, baseboard heat. You can save quite a bit of money in doing that for your tenants. And so there's some good deals out there.
All right. So you got these advanced air rebates on residential Bryant equipment, like we talked about, can be combined with whatever factory rebates and Energy Trust is going on here, too. And anything as far as financing, because money's expensive, more expensive than it has been before.
Yeah, absolutely. We have some 0% options available, same as cash, for 12 months, 18 months, where you just want to make sure you pay it off at the end of that term. Otherwise, it's a deferred interest scenario, but there is it's same as cash for that period, promotional period. So there's an opportunity to replace your system now and pay later. So that is a good option. And there are some other term type of financing options available as well. And then also, if you're trying to bundle this into a greater home improvement project, check your credit union. You can get some good, maybe even better deals there with your credit union.
Randall, are there any ways, because I'm a heat pump home. I've talked about this before.
Yeah. Right?
And you've come out there and your people have serviced it and everything's working fine there. Is there any way to add an auxiliary natural gas heater to a system? So that way, because I wouldn't want to use it all the time, but there are times that when it gets down to 25, 22, that, the old heat pumps are, like you said, they're a little tough sometimes. What do you think?
Yeah, if you have, we do a lot of dual fuel systems. Mm-hmm. They were really popular about 10 years ago when they first kind of came out. Popularity fell off here over the past several years, but we still install a lot of them. And if you have gas, natural gas to the home, if you have other appliances, you know, like a range or a water heater that's on gas, mm-hmm. it's if you're replacing your system, it would be fairly easy to convert to a gas furnace or a dual fuel scenario. A dual fuel system is a system that turns over to gas heat at a certain temperature, right? So it operates as a heat pump until you get, say, below 30 degrees. And then at 30 degrees, it switches over to gas heat, and then you're using gas heat to heat your space. So they're a very popular type of system, and you kind of benefit from the best of both worlds, especially when you have, you know, volatile pricing on natural gas or electricity. I mean, you can kind of play the market a little bit with that and adjust your turnover temperature to kind of capitalize on some of that. But great systems, highly efficient, and it's a good way to diversify your energy usage.
All right, very good. 772-6866, get in touch with Randall. They can have somebody stop by and talk about your concerns or whatever it is, or if you need some servicing because something just blew out this morning and you're freezing. 772-6866, myadvancedair.com. Some great deals available there, too. And as always, thank you for being on Open for Business, Randall. Take care.
Thank you, Bill.
It is 854 KMED 99.3 KBXG on the Bill Meyer Show. Is your business or personal tax return under IRS audit? Tell the IRS First Response Resolution has got it. First Response Resolution in Eagle Point, your local tax resolution experts. Visit firstresponseirs.com and talk to Zach in Eagle Point. He'll defend your rights as a taxpayer. If you're getting ready for a winter road trip, click on the travel report on KMED.com. You'll find the latest road conditions, road cams, and gas prices all over our region. Be prepared with a travel report on KMED.com. Sponsored by Lithia Body and Paint on Bullock Road in Medford. If you're turning 65 soon and need to learn about Medicare and your options for supplemental coverage, Lynn at Sky Park Insurance can help. Just ask Karen.
Hi. I spent 45 plus years in the health industry, so I wanted someone with expert knowledge. Lynn either knew the answer or got right back to me with details. She went the extra mile. Thanks, Lynn.
Sky Park makes Medicare enrollment easy. Enroll or review your plan with Lynn Barton at Sky Park Insurance. Call 541-499-0945.
The Best of Southern Oregon magazine, presented by Dusty's Transmissions, is online. To find out who won gold and silver medals in over 200 categories, visit the website and flip through the magazine online. You can also sort by category and learn about Southern Oregon's best, such as Dustin Curbs, Valley View Nursery, Tara Millen Law, Kennedy Fuel, and Harley Nielsen Construction. Congratulations to all the award winners from Bicoastal Media, publishers of the Best of Southern Oregon magazine. Visit bestofsouthernoregon.com today. You're hearing The Bill Meyer Show on 106.3 KMED. Now, Bill wants to hear from you. 541-770-5633.
856. Brad's here. You found your phone. Brad, you wanted to talk about Measure 111, Measure 111, because people have completely forgotten about it. And would you remind folks about what we should be remembering as we see Oregon spin into chaos, which is kind of, you know, typical situation here in our state.
So, Measure 111, it's the elephant in the room. Everybody's forgot about it. Got passed back in 2022. The chief sponsor for it, oddly enough, is now our state, or is going to be our state treasurer, Elizabeth Steiner. So Measure 111 is universal health care for every Oregonian. Now, one of the best numbers guys you're ever going to run into on this kind of stuff is former state senator Alan DeBoer. And when Measure 111 passed, I asked him, I said, Alan, you know the numbers better than anybody. What is the actual economic impact going to be probably? And he said, Brad, he said, Measure 111 could wind up costing as much as the entire amount of the current Oregon state budget. That's how big this thing is.
Okay, now I'm looking at the Oregon state budget right now that they're discussing for next year, and Governor Kotek submitted a budget that I think is in the neighborhood of, what, 36 and a half billion over 2 years. And there are a lot of increases in that, too. So we're talking 111 could cost that much on top of that, what we're already paying.
Yeah, well, that conversation we had back in 2022 when it passed, and it wasn't quite that high back then, but the situation that we have, which you just talked about this morning with Dennis Linthicum, is they've got a supermajority in both the House and the Senate. So they literally, they don't need to talk to one single Republican to pretty much do whatever they want. And when it comes to these initiatives, these deals like this bill, what you and I know is that the devil is in the details in the rulemaking. So the people pass it, then it goes. So this thing has been dark for over 2 years, Bill. The last time this kind of stuff happened, what came out of it, what was climate-friendly, equitable communities. So just it went dark. The governor issued her executive order. This thing kind of went dark for 2 years. And then at the other end, this bureaucratic monster came out the other end of
it. So we could look for a similar thing when it comes to Measure 111 because, yeah, we're getting close to the deadlines to get that in place. I'll tell you what, I'm going to reach out to Senator, you know, former Senator Bates. Not Senator Bates, I'm sorry, DeBoer. I keep DeBoer. Doing that. Both Allens, you know, that was a real problem. But Senator DeBoer, and talk with him about this because he does get those numbers, and I want to dig into it. Maybe I'll do that Thursday or another day, okay? Thank you, Brad, and we'll talk more tomorrow, okay?
Johnson Builders is the leading authority of pole building construction in Southern Oregon and Northern California for over 20 years. Save on shops, garages, barns, and covered riding arenas during their winter sale going on now. For commercial, industrial, or residential, they have you covered with the biggest sale of the year. Visit Johnson.Builders or check them out on Instagram at Johnson Builders Corp. For ideas on your project, financing available.
Johnson Builders, building for your future.
Discover exceptional senior living at Prestige Care Senior Living, where comfort meets care. Visit PrestigeCare.com, Arbor Place, to explore their beautiful community designed to support an active and fulfilling lifestyle. From personalized care plans to engaging activities, Arbor Place is dedicated to enhancing the lives of their residents. Ready to learn more? Visit PrestigeCare.com, Arbor Place, today.